This is Michael Youssef, and you are listening to today's My Devotional from Leading the Way, Uncompromising Truth for Everyday Faith. The 10th of August, 2026. Because the time is short. Just a few years after Paul wrote his letters to the church in Corinth, Christians suffered some of the most intense evil persecution the world has ever seen. The Roman Emperor Nero even doused Christians in wax and set them on fire as human candles for his decadent parties. I mention this disturbing anecdote from history because it illustrates how difficult it was for Christians living in the first century, just as it is difficult for Christians in many parts of our world today. Paul told the Corinthians to live as though the time were short. See 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. He told them to be focused on their service to the Lord. He wanted believers then and now to live with the singleness of heart and action God promised to give His people. See Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 39. For when we surrender our own agendas and let God's purposes rule in our lives, He will work in us mightily for His name, His kingdom, and our good. Paul reminds us this world in its present form is passing away. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31. So we should learn to be content wherever we are. We should learn to love God and His kingdom in increasing measure wherever He has placed us to make God and His kingdom our priority. Don't let sorrow eat you up. Don't let happiness be your ultimate pursuit. Don't let worry consume you. Don't let your possessions possess you. Don't let your physical needs be your sole focus. Whatever your situation, put God first, for He is your great reward. What would it look like for God to take hold of your time? What would it look like for you to live completely focused on Christ? The time is short, so let's make the most of it. Pray with me. Precious Lord, forgive me for living a routine that neglects You and Your mission. May I see that the time is short. Help me use the days You have given me to proclaim Your goodness and Your kingdom in word and deed. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.